This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and thank you. This is Chris Witz and this is Morning Devotions. A great joy to share a few moments with you today. Yesterday, I started talking about the topic of grief and loss. And I said that we really do have a lot to learn about handling this. Let me tell you about the story, the life journey of a little boy named Johnny. Now, it's a typical story that happens to so many boys who become men. At 2 years of age, Johnny received a dog for a pet. When he was five, his dog was killed. And when it happened, Johnny was absolutely stunned. His dog was his constant companion that slept with him at the foot of the bed, and the dog went with Johnny everywhere he went. Now he was gone, and naturally enough, Johnny was very distressed. Johnny's dad, when he found out, told Johnny to stop crying and not feel bad because they'd get a new dog on Saturday. So in one sentence, Johnny's dad is offering the first two steps to the way we grieve. They are to bury your feelings and replace your losses. It's simple. The idea is that once you have a new dog, you won't even think about the old dog anymore. Well, later in life, as Johnny grew up, he fell in love with a girl at high school. The world looks bright and wonderful until she dumps him. Once again, Johnny's heart's broken. This time, it's big-time hurt. But this time, Mum comes to the rescue. And with great sensitivity, as mothers do, she said, "Don't feel bad, Johnny. There are other fish in the sea." Well, by this time, Johnny has these first steps down to pat. Bury your feelings, replace your losses as quickly as possible. And he'll try and use those steps throughout the rest of his life. Well, a bit later on, Johnny's grandfather dies. He fished with him every summer. He felt very close to his granddad. And a note was slipped to him one day when he was in class at school. He read the note and broke down crying at his desk. And the teacher who was in front of the class was very uncomfortable with his crying. And he sent him to the school office. Look, he said, go and do your crying alone in the office. And when Johnny's father brought him home from school, Johnny saw his mother weeping there in the living room. And he wanted to hug her and cry with her. But Dad said, "Don't disturb her because, look, she needs to be alone for a while. She'll be okay. Then when she's all right, the two of you can talk." So Johnny now learned the third piece of this puzzle. That is, you've got to grieve alone. So Johnny went off to his room, cried alone, and felt terribly alone with loneliness himself. Eventually, Johnny buried those feelings of loss over his grandfather, and he got into athletics, and he went ahead, you know, acting normally. But many months later, he found himself thinking about his grandfather's fishing trips, the birthday parties, the fun times they had together. And Johnny became so preoccupied with it, he told his dad, looking for advice. And Dad said, "Johnny, look, just give it time, because time will heal your memories." Now, how often have you heard that one? So Johnny translated that comment to mean time will in and of itself heal. So that became the fourth step as he understood grief, and that is that just let it go and time will heal. Well, Johnny gave it time and more time, but he still felt very sad about everything. And what made matters worse for Johnny was that he realized he'd never thanked his grandpa for the wonderful fishing trips and the lunches and the late afternoon swims and when the fish were not biting. And most of all, he realized he'd left unsaid the biggest thing. He never told his grandfather, "Grandpa, I love you." Well, he said, "I guess I'll just have to live with that regret the rest of my life." And so he kind of found the fifth part here of this grief management is that if there's unfinished business, you've just got to plan to live with regret because there's nothing much else you can do about it. So there was all this trauma. And Johnny works it out and says, "Look, it's not worth it. These close relationships you have, they're painful. Therefore, the only way to avoid pain and anguish is to just keep yourself away from people. Don't trust anyone because you could end up losing them." So that's very similar. That story is very similar to the way that we handle things in society. To bury how you feel, to replace your losses and to grieve alone. Let time heal and then try to live with the regret and never trust anybody again. And that's possibly how you've been taught and how I've been taught to grieve our losses. How sad it is that it makes us unable to enjoy life, to live, and to love others. Heavenly Father, we do believe there are many Johnnies around today who suffer that way. Help us to have a clearer picture of how you want us to grieve. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.